Hello and welcome to the Elemental Entrepreneurship Podcast. The elements are a metaphor, a simple organizational system to help us understand business and ourselves as business owners. And they are the components of nature, the roots of magic, and the building blocks of life. We all have some aspects of life and business where we thrive and others that are more challenging. By looking at these things elementally, we remove shame and judgment and can discern which elements would help us bring ourselves into balance. Earth, root chakra, Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo. Earth rules the parts of business that keep us safe and secure as we do our soul work. Sustainability, finances, contracts, systems, our core values, and clarity about exactly what our medicine is and how we fit into the ecosystem are governed by Earth element. Air, heart and third eye chakra, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Air rules our big vision, our ultimate picture of success. It's where we connect our medicine to a mission and decide what kind of impact we want to create during our time on this planet. Water, sacral chakra, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. This is the realm of our emotions, and business is emotional. How we feel about people, ourselves, visibility, uncertainty, how we handle stress and disappointment, all of this and more affects how you navigate your business. Water element is where we learn to resource ourselves and expand our capacity to hold the big feelings that come with doing our work in the world. Fire, solar plexus chakra, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. Fire is where we take our gifts, our uniqueness, and our creations, and we blaze them out into the world. All things selling, marketing, and the day-to-day actions of running our business are ruled by fire. Too much fire and we burn out. Not enough, and our business never makes it off the ground. And spirit, crown chakra. Every good gardener knows the day you plant the seed is not the day you eat the fruit. Spirit rules the faith required to keep tending your business long before you've seen a single sprout of evidence that it's growing. No matter what you believe in, spirit element is what you travel through after you leap and before you land. Life thrives when all of the elements are in balance. So do you, and so will your business. To find out your dominant element, take our quiz at intuitiveedgecoaching.com/quiz. Now let's get into today's episode. Hello and welcome to the Elemental Entrepreneurship Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah. If you're watching this live on YouTube, thank you so much for being here with me today. If you're listening on the pod, thank you for listening on the pod. Today, I am live on YouTube. So if you're listening on the podcast and you don't know that I do these readings live, I do the readings live on YouTube. It's youtube.com/@intuitiveedgecoaching. You can find me over there. So I am live with your Aries season and equinox reading for the collective. So this is an all signs reading. This is what the season has for us. And I'm pretty excited about it. The cards have been pre-shuffled, pre-prayed over, pre-cleansed, and they come out the way that they come out. We always do the same six prompts in the same order. So I do these on the first day of every new astrological season, and this is our Aries season reading. I'm just going to jump right into the cards. I'm reading from the Sacred Rebels Oracle deck, and the first card that came up in the position of what's going on for us right now is conscious connections. I'm going to hold this up so you can see it. Conscious connections. So what this card tells us as we're coming out of Pisces season, some of you might be going through some relationship upheaval. There may be some breakups happening. There may be some disconnections happening, but it is about what you really want in connection, what you really want in partnership. And what you really want in connection and partnership is closeness. You really want to feel like the people in your life get you, understand you, connect with you, and value you. And if there have been people in your life who do not give you that feeling, who don't give you the level of visibility, right? Like they see you for who you are, that they make you feel loved, cared about, seen, accepted for who you are, that they're not the right person to have in your life. And that might be really hard, but what you're craving is conscious connection. You're craving witness and acceptance and to feel truly known and seen
mean in your relationships? And so some of this means you're calling in new people. There's new people you want to work with, you want to collaborate with, you want to build with, you want to be with. And that means some relationships have to end. So this is about trusting the nature of relationships, of beginnings and endings, and knowing that sometimes connections that aren't serving you anymore have to fall away, and not trying to grasp or cling or control that, but to be okay with the wisdom of life and allowing some of these connections when you're willing to admit this isn't serving who I want to be in the world. This isn't meeting what my needs are for connection. It's okay for this connection to fall away, to make space for the connections that do fully honor me and allow me to be really seen and known and to feel supported, and to allow people into my life who are here to help enhance the work that I'm here to do, the mission that I have. So these may be romantic relationships, friendships, work partnerships, whatever it is, this desire you have for collaboration, for conscious connection, for people in your life who really get you is very important. And it does unfortunately require some connections to fall away. So that's what we're coming into Aries season with. Maybe some relationships ended in Pisces season, or in Pisces season, the realization that some of these relationships that you're in are not serving you rose to the surface, and you had to feel all of the feelings of that. And maybe now in Aries season, you're in a better position to take some action and to start making some moves in that direction. But in either case, the people that you are calling in are here for you, and they do want to be with you. They want to work with you. They're looking for you too. They are available, but you need to be available for them and to them by putting yourself in such a position that you're ready to enter into those relationships. The block for that is the Sacred Fool. That is our block to conscious connection. You got to lighten up. You got to play more. You got to not take everything so seriously. And yes, that includes serious things like the ending of relationships and the beginnings of new ones. It's not all so serious, so fraught, so heavy. The Fool doesn't try to control everything. The Fool is open to playing and dancing with life, the universe, and everything, moving forward into whatever's going to happen and having an open heart, right? The Fool in the tarot isn't a fool because they're naive. They're the Fool because no matter how many times challenging things happen to them, they just keep being open-hearted. They just keep moving with an open heart toward whatever's next. What's blocking you right now, whoever this is for, what's blocking you right now is that you're not allowing yourself to have that beginner's mind, that fool energy of stepping out into the unknown and dancing with life. You're trying to control it. You're taking it really, really seriously. You're overanalyzing. You're overthinking. You're doubting that you're going to be taken care of. You're doubting that the right people are out there. You're worried that, like, if I don't have these people, will I have no one? Am I going to be alone? Is it going to be a disaster? And you're trying to hedge your bets, and you're trying to, right? You're trying to micromanage the universe, and that doesn't really work. So you're being invited to loosen your grip, to play more, to dance with life, to be more available to the unknown, to have more of a beginner's mind. And when I say beginner's mind in a relationship context, when it comes to people, we do sometimes get a little jaded and think we know what's going to happen, right? Based on past experience, I know what's going to happen. And sometimes that's very helpful. And other times it holds us back. You don't know what's going to happen. We never know what's going to happen. And the truth is, some of the things that happen are going to be great and fulfilling and wonderful and exciting. And some of the things that happen are going to be challenging and difficult and make us feel bad. And like, that is the nature of things happening in life. There's no way you can protect yourself from nothing ever happening to you except for letting nothing ever happen to you, in which case you're not really living. So you've got to get out there and explore a little bit more. You've got to loosen up your grip. You've got to let the chips fall where they may. You have to bring trust and play into the equation. You need to get out. You need to meet new people. You need to have some fun. You need to say yes to invitations you wouldn't normally say yes to. You need to let things go and trust that the universe is going to catch you and that you're going to be taken care of. There's an invitation here. I'm going to sneeze. There's an invitation here for you to let go. Just stop trying to control these situations so much. What's coming up for me with this conscious connections thing is this idea of like, I want to wait to see if I'm going to meet new people and have new collaborators before I let go of this other thing. We can't do that. You're being asked to let go. The other thing about the Fool is that like, these decisions that you're making, the relationships that you're leaving, the things you're turning down, the things you're letting go of, the things you're pursuing, excuse me, there may be people in your life who think you're crazy, who think you're nuts, who think that the way that you're doing things doesn't make any sense. There might be people who are like, don't do that. That's dangerous. This doesn't make sense for you to do. You have to do it anyway. That's what the Fool does. The Fool is like, I know this looks so unserious to you right now, but I am actually very for real about being unserious. I am stepping out on faith. I'm trying things. I'm experimenting. I'm playing. Like life is very, very serious, but also really not that serious at all. And I am open to dancing with the universe. I need to shake up my energy. And we're going to see this repeated in other cards that are in this reading. I got to shake up my energy. I got to do something different because playing it safe the way that I have been and trying to micromanage and control everything in all of my connections the way I have been is not working for me. It's not getting me the results that I want. And so it's okay. And in fact, it's a sign that you're on the right track. If as you're starting to make these moves, there are people around you who think you're nuts and who think that the things that you're doing don't make any sense and feel even foolish or childish, it's okay sometimes to be childlike, to step into naivete in a good way and say, no, I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe it's going to be great. I'm going to try it out. And if it's not great, I'll deal with it, but it's mine to deal with. And that's what I'm stepping out on the faith of. So when we can do that, when we can trust ourselves to adopt that Fool perspective, to step out on faith, to dance a little bit more with the unknown, what's the gift that comes of it? The gift that comes is to dream a beautiful dream. Now, this is really important as the gift that comes from giving up some control, because this card is about beauty. And it's about recognizing and understanding that beauty looks like a lot of things. And we're encouraged to think about the way that nature is beautiful. There are no right angles in nature, that phrase, right? Nature is not beautiful because it's so controlled and so organized and so, you know, just right and everything in its place. Nature is beautiful because it's wild and it is weird and things grow in all directions. And there are like weird symbiotic fish relationships where there's fishes with bioluminescence and giant open mouths. And then there's other fishes that don't have that, that like glom onto the side of the fish and just like live with it forever and feed off of its food supply. Like nature is weird. And that's what makes it beautiful. And the reason that this is a gift is because so much of this control has come from the idea that you have had that your life will only be beautiful if it looks like one thing. Your life will only be beautiful, successful. Your creativity, your projects, the things you're trying to build will only be beautiful if they look exactly like the picture you already have in your mind. That's not the case. The beauty that is going to be created by you stepping out on faith and dancing and playing a little bit more with life, the beauty that you're coming into is a type of beauty that you cannot foresee from the position that you're in. And it's not going to look like what you think it's going to look like. And you're being asked to heal the parts of you that believe it can only be beautiful if it follows the rules, if it's rigid, if it's locked into one way of being. That is not the case. The other thing that this card talks about is that your desire for beauty is not frivolous. So these other people who might think the choices you're making, the relationships you're leaving, the ways that you're moving are frivolous, it's not frivolous. You're meant to dream a beautiful dream. You're meant to bring beauty into the world. You're meant to bring beauty into your life. And that beauty is about uniqueness, not about conformity. That beauty is about wildness, not about following the rules. The reason that you feel called to do the things you want to do is because you're meant to do them. And again, this gets echoed at other places in this reading. The things that you want, the way that you want your life to be, it's not frivolous. It is vital. And through you taking your desire to live a beautiful life on your own terms seriously, you actually start to show people that it's possible. You start to show people that the pursuit of beauty and joy and happiness and freeness and wildness is valid, is a valid pursuit, is a valuable pursuit. You free other people from trying to control and conform and be so rigid by you taking your desires seriously. So the gift that comes from you being willing to step into this full energy and just be open to whatever comes is that you're going to start to create a life for yourself that is beautiful. And it's not going to look like what you think it's going to look like, but that's okay. It is going to look like exactly what it's supposed to look like. And it's going to be stunning. That's what you're going for. Not that it conforms the most, but that it is the most true. And that is where that beauty is going to come from.
Hey, entrepreneur, I don't care what stage of business you're in. If you're doing it alone, you're doing it wrong. We need people. We need people in our corner. We need outside eyes. We need someone to go to. We need that in case of emergency break glass person that we can call when we're stuck or frustrated or overwhelmed, when we aren't sure what move to make, or when we just want to celebrate our accomplishments. We need the right people on our team. No one who has ever built a big, successful business does it alone. You should not be trying to do it all alone. You need people in your corner because owning and running a business might be one of the hardest things you ever do. And most people in your life simply won't be able to relate or guide you if they've never done what you're trying to do. Ideally, I'd like to see you in one-on-one coaching so that I can really be a partner to you behind the scenes in the day-to-day of your business and walk alongside you through every season, every stage, even into the nitty-gritty details. But if you're not ready for that, at the very least, I want you to get into the Elemental Entrepreneurship Coven. Elemental Entrepreneurship Coven is the number one resource you need for success as a heart-centered creative entrepreneur. There is truly nothing else like it on the market. It's a hybrid of courses, group coaching, a mastermind, and a brilliant supportive community all in one. Joining the Coven will connect you to teaching and tools designed to guide you through every single step of building and scaling your business to six figures. No more questioning what to do all by yourself. No more buying random one-off courses on different topics and trying to patchwork it all together. Every single topic you need is covered. We're talking from legal structure to contracts to branding to marketing to product development, launching, you name it, it's in here. Can you imagine never having to buy another course again because you've already got it all under one roof? And if you need something, you can just search it and find it. That alone is worth the investment. But you also get access to bi-weekly high-impact live group coaching sessions with me, ongoing workshops with guest experts, and our private Facebook group so that you can stop doing business alone. And you should. An Elemental Entrepreneurship Coven is one amazing way that you can do that. Go to intuitiveedgecoaching.com/coven, C-O-V-E-N, to join today. And as a special thank you for being a listener to the pod, simply enter the code PODCAST on any checkout page for 11% off your first 3 months of membership at any level. That's intuitiveedgecoaching.com/coven and enter the code PODCAST at checkout. I can't wait to help you grow your business so that you can make a bigger impact, help more people, share your gifts with a larger audience, and make the money you deserve to be making for your gifts, skills, and talents. But most of all, I want to see you so confident and so self-assured that you are just as talented at running a business as you are at the thing you do. And that is within reach when you join the Coven. So I can't wait to see you inside. Let's get back to the show.
So the next card is, how do we deal with other people during this time? What is the guidance for dealing with the outside world as you're going through this transition? And they give it right back to you. They say, well, what do you feel? Now, here's the thing about what do you feel? The reason you've been in all of this desire to conform, to stay in these relationships, to do things by the book, to create things a certain way, is because you're listening to too many other people's opinions about what life is supposed to be, and particularly about what your life is supposed to be and what you are supposed to be and how you're supposed to move and what you're supposed to value and what safety looks like for you, what kind of life you're supposed to build. You've just been listening to too many other people's inputs. This can be your family. It can be your industry. It can be your peers. It can be your friends. It can be social media. It can be society. Whatever it is, you're listening to too many other people's thoughts about what you're supposed to do and what right looks like for you. I don't know what's happening with me today. The way that you are being advised to deal with other people is to shut that down. You are being invited into asking yourself, not what you think, what you feel. What do you feel about this situation? What do you feel about these people? What do you feel about the choices you're making? If you feel like they're a yes for you, move on that yes, even if other people think it's crazy and even if you think it's crazy, because your thoughts are conditioned. Your thoughts are frequently a reflection of what other people have told you. They're a reflection of other things that you've thought in the past. They're a reflection of things you've read, of all of the things you've learned. They're not always the most reliable source of information, especially about the type of changes you're being called to make in your life right now. So fuck what you think and fuck what other people think. What do you feel? What feels the rightest for you right now? That's what you're being invited to follow. That's what you're being invited to lean into. It may mean that you're not asking certain people for their advice. It may mean letting people know, I don't want any advice right now. I appreciate you so much. I appreciate all your care and concern. But right now, I'm kind of battening down the hatches and I'm really focused on my own intuition about where I should be headed and what moves I should be making. And the more you can do that right now, the more it's going to allow you to be in that full place, because you're not going to have to listen to people being like, don't make that choice, make this choice, don't do that. That's crazy. No, we don't need that right now. We need you tapped into your feelings and trusting your feelings and acting from a felt place about what is right for you in your life. That's all I have to say about that, honestly. So where we move next is a message from your higher self. And the message for your higher self about this is restore and replenish. Now, this card is really interesting. This actually came up in another call with me today. So what is needed right now is so much beyond rest. And maybe in the challenges that you've been feeling with relationships and what you should be doing and all of the thoughts that you've been having about the things that you want to do and whether or not you should do them and whether or not it's okay for you to do them, that you've been exhausted and you're feeling like you just need to rest. You just want to lie down. You want to check out. You want to not be engaged with people. What this card is saying is that you actually don't, what you need goes beyond rest. You need restoration and replenishment. And that's not as much about like take a nap, take a bubble bath. It's like get out of your routines, get out of your comfort zone, go some new places, talk to some new people, take a little trip if you can, even if it's just for a day or a weekend, get some new energy, change up your morning routine and your evening routine. If you usually work at home, go work in a cafe. If you usually work at a cafe, go work at home. If you usually work in an office, burn it down. I don't know. Maybe don't do that. I didn't say that. I don't recommend arson. It's a family show, but do something different. You got to do something different right now. That is what's being asked of you, to get into a different mode, to move in a different way, that you're going to meet new people, make new connections, have new ideas, get your cup refilled by being inspired. And you're going to get that by shaking things up a little bit and getting out of your normal day-to-day drudgery. Like you're some of this is the, again, that feeling of breaking out of this tight control and the things you're supposed to do. And there's a lot of feeling in this reading of like, you've been so controlled for so long and playing everything by the book for so long. And now you've got to get out of that. And some of the waiting, and it's exhausted you, this control, this playing by the book has worn you down. And so it might feel hard, like a hard ask. You're like, I'm already tired. What do you mean you want me to go to new places, go to museums, go to look at art, go to see shows? What do you mean I'm supposed to do other things? You're supposed to do other things right now. This is what's being asked of you. And so you've got to shake things up in this way. And that's actually going to refill your cup. It's going to make you not so tired. It's going to bring your excitement back. And also some of these, I just threw the card, some of these conscious connections that you're craving, these new people, that's where you're going to meet them. You're going to meet them when you go get out of your routine, your rut, your comfort zone. That's where you're going to find these people that you are wanting to connect with. So your message from your spirit guides is like, we know you're tired, but you're tired because you're in a rut. And the only way to get out of the rut is to leave your damn house. This message is for me too, clearly. Leave your damn house, go out, meet some people, start saying yes to more invitations. Start, if you see something on social media or in the paper that's like catches your eye, act on it, go there, meet those people, try that new thing, order a different thing at a restaurant, like do as much to refill your cup, do as much new as you possibly can right now. And our final card in this spread, the final message, the piece of advice to bring this into form is the word wants to be written. This is again confirmation that the thing that you want to do is because it is you. The thing that you've been craving, the thing you've been desiring, the art that you want to make, the business that you want to start, the relationships that you want to have, the thing that you want to do it because it comes naturally to you. And it comes naturally to you because it is part of your calling, your soul contract here on this planet. It is who you're meant to be. It is what you're meant to be doing. And it wants to be birthed through you. It wants to be experienced through you. It wants to live through you. It wants you to make it. It wants to be created. It is not frivolous. It is not silly. And this card again talks about, right? You can see the like third eye is lit up and all of the butterflies coming from the consciousness expansion and the outer eyes are closed. In your life, you've been looking out at the world and taking that as like all of the things that you're supposed to do, all of the ways that you're supposed to behave, all of the things that you're supposed to prioritize. But deep down, you've had this knowing that there's something else you're supposed to be doing, something else you're supposed to be creating, something else you're supposed to be making and sharing with the world. But there's never been the right time or been the right support or been the right people. And this is like, no, you're starting to wake up to the fact that like, this thing that you keep wanting is because you're meant to have it. I say this all the time. Our desires do not exist to torment us. Your desires are here to be guides. They are the GPS toward what you're meant to experience in this life. The things you want because you're meant to have them. But you're only going to have them if you shake off all of this conditioned energy, all of these relationships that are keeping you small, that aren't serving you, all of the old conditioned ways of being and thinking and following all of the rules and doing everything that everybody else wants and playing it safe and keeping to your little rivers and lakes that you're used to. I always thought that was bad advice. Chase all the waterfalls. I know that that's not what that song's about. Please don't email me. I know that's just about HIV. Anyway, go chase the waterfalls and the butterflies. Go do the things. Go experience the world. Go see the things that you're meant to see rather than trying to keep your life so small and so controlled out of fear that something bad's going to happen or that you're not going to be safe, right? A lot of times, especially if this is a career reading for you, a lot of times it's about, should I be starting a business or should I be changing my business? Should I be pursuing the thing I really want to when the other thing I've been doing is lucrative? We are so frequently conditioned into believing that like taking a safe path is the best thing for us in our career and that lucrative is the only thing that matters. And then we end up not happy. And we get into this thing where everyone around us thinks it's so crazy to pivot in your business, to change your niche, to offer a brand new product, to leave your corporate job and strike out on your own, to leave, you know, oh, I worked in, this is something that happens a lot with my life coaching clients. I've worked in like the healthcare field or something because this was a safe job to get. But what I really want to do is be in, you know, in the healing arts in another way. I want to be doing energy work or I want to be doing something else. And everyone around me thinks it's so crazy to give up this lucrative career, but I'm not happy. this conditioning around what our priorities should be that creates this friction in our life and in our hearts and in our souls about like, okay, I'm doing everything I'm quote unquote supposed to do. I follow all the rules. I check all the boxes, but I'm not happy. Something in my soul is constantly telling me there's something else out there for me. And that ends up manifesting itself in me doing self-destructive things, needing to dissociate, wanting to drink a lot, wanting to smoke weed a lot, causing problems in my own relationships and frictions and fights because I'm not fulfilled. I'm not happy. This is otherwise known as a midlife crisis, but many of us experience it before midlife. So this is letting you know, like this thing that you've been craving, that you've been wanting to do, it's because that's what you're meant to do. It's who you are. It's who you were born onto the planet to be. It's not frivolous. It's not silly. It's not dangerous. It is part of your soul contract. It's part of what you came to earth to be, do, have, and experience. And so this wants you to know, like all of the work you've been doing, all of the healing you've been doing, all of the seeking that you've been doing, all of the steps that you've taken thus far have prepared you for what's next. And you are ready. You just have to go for it. You have to step into this period of being the fool and being wide open to dancing with life so that you can allow your life to take a brand new shape. And it won't look like the order. It won't look like the control. It won't look like the perfect pretty pictures and right angles that you've been told makes a good, safe life. It's not going to be that for you. Congratulations/I'm sorry. You're meant to be something different on this planet. And your life is not going to look like everyone else's, but it is going to be beautiful. It is going to be fulfilling. It is going to be safe. It is going to be successful for you. But you're going to have to endure a period of the unknown in order to make it happen. As I'm doing this card reading, it is the equinox. It is the spring equinox in the northern hemisphere, the fall equinox in the southern hemisphere. It is the wheel turning. It is Aries season. It is the first day of the astrological new year, the real day to write down your intentions for the year. And it's a great time to start thinking about what do I really want and to put some fire behind it, to put some energy and some excitement and some action behind it. If you've been in winter mode for months, internal and thinking about what's not working and having big feelings and rupture and quite frankly, probably some emotional pain as you look around at your life and you realize that it's not the way that you want it to be, then this is the time to shift that. I wanted to draw a shadow card for us, but we got two. I'm dropping things. Everything is everywhere. You know what? That's what the cards are meant to do. They're meant to fly. So the two shadows that we got here are the observer and higher perspective. And so these coming up in the shadow position, what this tells me right away, two things. One is that maybe we've been in the observer position for too long. We've been watching our life, or we're watching it like a spectator from the outside versus allowing ourselves to get in the game and experience things. And this happens a lot with a lot of my clients, especially us smarty pantses, because when you're really smart, you want to try to like outsmart life and organize everything and feel like if I just do everything the right way, it's not going to be dangerous, but we actually need to get out in the game and play. The other thing that comes up for me about the observer is that we need to take a step back and observe ourselves and our life with a little bit more objectivity and to look around and say like, how am I contributing to what's not working for me? So I'm going to look at the book. I'm just going to share a little bit about what the book says about these cards. The observer indicates a time where you are being encouraged to suspend judgments or conclusions and simply witness. Humans are always trying to sort their external world. We want to process it, make sense of it, figure out our place within it. It is our way of trying to feel secure and comfortable in our environment. However, this can also reach extremes where we are automatically forming opinions without gathering enough information. The observer asks you to simply pay attention. In observing, we are already cultivating change. The balanced observer intuitively knows when to be present and when to move. They watch, but they don't do so in a way that harms others. Many people interpret them as apathetic, but in reality, they understand that there is a time and a place for action, and the time and the place for action is pretty soon, if not right now. An unbalanced observer becomes too stagnant. They can see how everything functions, but they don't believe they're able to affect change as they are only one person. This can be a form of bypassing, and they may not stand up when needed. So that's the feeling that I was really getting for us with this card coming up in the shadow position of this reading is you've been observing for a long time. You've been watching. You've been paying attention. You've gathered all the data. You know that it's not working. You know what you need to do. You know that you need things to change, but you keep trying to analyze it and make it perfect and get all of your ducks in a row before you take action. And this is like, that's the out of balance for you right now. You're done observing. You have the data. It's time to get into motion. Or for some of you, get a little bit more objective and look at what's really going on in your life and in these relationships and how you're really moving and take honest assessment of what you're doing and how you're contributing to your own stagnation so that you can take appropriate action. The other shadow that came up for us is higher perspective. As people who do their internal and spiritual work, we are less likely to be bogged down by drama or reactiveness that we know doesn't truly matter. But being human means that there are times when we can't help it. Sometimes it's easy to stay in the higher perspective and see all the moving pieces as they truly are. But sometimes life and people around us are very good at sucking us into a space of limited vision. This card is asking you to see whatever situation you're experiencing with resistance from a higher perspective. And the animal for this card is the hawk, to take a really high bird's eye view to your life. So this feels really important to me about how these cards came up. This idea that in some areas, you may be able to really be an objective observer and see things and say, oh, I get how this is working and how this is not. I get what's me and what's not me. When it comes to these relationships and when it comes to trying to control everything that's going to happen and make sure that you're safe, you may not have been able to be very objective. You may have been operating from a very subjective position. And of course, right, it's our life and it feels very serious. So this is saying, see if you can take a higher, broader perspective from this right now. See if you can scale up, scale back, if you can look at everything and really see how are they functioning? How am I functioning? How am I moving with the opportunities, the talents, the gifts that have been presented to me in my life? Am I being a good steward of the gifts that have been given to me in this life? Or am I playing it too safe and too small? Am I staying in relationships that don't serve me because I'm afraid of pain or causing pain? What is going on here that is causing me to stay in situations that aren't serving me or to avoid taking the risks that I know I need to take to create the outcomes that I want to create? Once we can get that higher perspective and we can get that observer clarity, then we can take some full action. And that is what is being asked of us right now. So I'm going to leave it at that. That feels very clear to me. One more thing. I'm not going to leave it at that. There's one more thing about the word wants to be written that is very important about this reading. I feel this also connects to dreaming a beautiful dream. This card also talks about being overdoing. And it talks about how, or maybe it's just one of these cards, being overdoing, that the way you've been trying to go about everything has been from a doing place. You've been trying to control everything. You've been trying to act your way through everything. You've been trying to force everything through your doing, and it hasn't been working, and that's contributing to the stagnation. And this talks about it is the word wants to be written. Being yourself is what's going to make this happen. And being yourself includes honoring your gifts, skills, and talents, allowing things to flow through you that want to flow through you. This change is not going to happen through your efforting, through your masculine, through your control, through your plans, through your organization, through your effort. It is going to come through your intuition, through your flow, through your being. This is less about seeking something and finding the right answer and more about letting go of everything that isn't the right answer. There we go. That's the word. It's less about seeking the right answer and more about letting go of anything that isn't the right answer. And that's going to come from your feelings, not your logic. Feel your way through your yeses and your noes. Feel your way through what's right for you. And when you stumble onto the thing that feels right, pursue that and let go of anything else. That's what's going to lead you to the outcome that you're looking for. There we go. From your being, not your doing. From following your feelings, not your control and your logic. Not from seeking something outside of yourself, but by allowing yourself to let go of anything that isn't exactly what it is that you want. That's what's going to lead you where you're trying to get to. Now I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you so much for being here. If this was helpful for you, please leave me a comment here on YouTube in the box below. Let me know how this landed for you. I really appreciate you being here and watching these readings. If you ever wanted to book a one-on-one reading with me, this isn't something that I usually offer, but just shoot me a message or leave it in the comments and I will follow up with you and let you know how you can do that. I usually only read privately for very close people in my life and private clients, but you know, I'm doing different things. I'm following my feelings and that felt right to offer. So if that's something you'd be interested in, if you want an astrological new year or season reading from me, I would be happy to hop on a Zoom and give you one and we can make that happen. The other thing I want to invite everyone to is Boundaries for Business Owners. It is on the Libra full moon on March 25th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. PST. But if you can't make that time, don't worry. Everyone's going to get a recording. Boundaries for Business Owners based on this reading is going to be very helpful. If you related to this, Boundaries for Business Owners is going to really help you because we're going to get into boundaries on a level that many of you may not have considered as boundaries before, really about psychological, spiritual, and emotional boundaries around your choice making, your decisions, the way you move in the world, allowing yourself to go forward and do what's important to you without taking to heart if other people don't like it, if other people leave negative comments, if other people don't like your prices, if other people don't like the way that you're doing things in your business, if other people don't like the choices you're making. Healthy boundaries allow us to operate in our authenticity without needing to people please, conform, give up what we want in order to make other people comfortable. So if this reading was valuable for you and you're like, okay, great, but how do I allow myself to stop listening to everyone else's thoughts and opinions? How do I allow myself to follow my feelings? How do I allow myself to step into my fool era for spring or for fall, depending on your hemisphere, and allow myself to dance with life? The answer to that is definitely boundaries. So please sign up for Boundaries for Business Owners. The link for that is in the show notes. Okay, love you. Bye.
That's our episode for today. Thank you, as always, for being here and for listening to the podcast. I know there are so many things that you could be doing with your time, so many things you could be listening to. It is an honor that you choose to be here. Connect with me on Instagram @intuitiveedgecoaching. Have a great day.